Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, Better Business, Better Series, where we will explore top-of-mind topics with business and industry leaders to understand the leading trends and innovations that continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
For the Better Business, Better Series, I'm Will Johnson, and we are here at the SOAR Community Summit. It is an annual event, and it's taking place in Alexandria, Virginia, and we're very excited to have as our guests today, Cynthia DiLorenzi. Cynthia, how are you?
I'm great. I'm thrilled to be here.
You are the MC today, is that correct?
I am. Okay. I am.
And Cynthia, you're the founder of Success in the City and recently became the chairwoman, I should say, right?
Yes.
And co-founder of Enable Women, TEDx Women and International Motivational Speaker, expert interviewer and moderator, which we're about to find out, so I'll put you on the spot. Co-author and social media expert and consultant. Producer, artist, futurist, you're all sorts of things. It's
going to
be
a fun interview. Busy woman.
Yeah. And you're also very involved on the status of women in our world today, their impact on culture and the economy, and your passion for empowering others and the principle of paying it forward is a driving force for Enable Women. So we want to talk to you about all these topics in the time that we have.
Great.
Let's start with your background and experience. What has your path been to your professional life today and being a speaker and commentator on the status of women?
I love that question because I think we all assume when we look at people that it's a straight line upward projection to where we're going. And it's anything but. It's like a crazy, winding, twisting path backwards, forwards, sideways. And if you look at what actual success is, it's not a straight line upward. It is a line with all kinds of side roads. It has failures and successes and leaps. And so you never know where you're going. And I think that's one thing we need to be mindful of. We're actually going to success by being on a scrambled path. So I really like that question because I want people to understand that it's not clean, it's not easy, but it's very much it's engaging to be on that journey. And you never know where you're going to end up. So don't assume where you're planning to go is where you're going to necessarily end up being.
It's so true. And whatever you plan on doing, it's sure to have curveballs all along the way. And you end up doing something completely different from what you set out to do, potentially.
Absolutely.
I think everybody has that experience, if not over and over again, at least a few times in their professional life.
Well, not too long ago, we used to assume it used to be when you had one career path. And then it changed and we expected perhaps three pivots. And now we're looking to 7 to 9 pivots and changes
right?
in our lifetime.
That's sort of
so
the research studies, these days is
right.
7 to 9.
7 to 9 changes. So absolutely. We live longer. We have greater opportunities. We can become entrepreneurial at any point. And one of the things I do when I'm speaking to communities and groups is that you need to bring an entrepreneurial mindset no matter what path you're choosing. If you're working for a company, you need to have an entrepreneurial mindset. How can you become more productive, better, create new ideas? Innovation is the key to success in the future, so bring those ideas with you. Companies need them or are looking for them.
Tell us how, I know art, painting, and the creative process have informed and inspired your business and professional life. Can you talk about that? I think that's all about creativity, right,
and bringing... Yes. And I think you need it now more than ever because there's so many things coming to the forefront of what we're seeing happen in terms of innovation, of science, technology. I mean, that's why we're talking about, if you look at it, the term used to be STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, math.
Right.
Now we say STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
I've heard my nieces and nephews speak of this.
And it's really important because you need to be able to be creative in how you look at things. And I had studied art in college. It was my minor. And one day I woke up and I told my husband, I need color in my life. I said, I'm starving for color. He said, I don't know what that means. I said, if I have to paint, I felt this absolutely strong urge, I had to start painting again. And I was painting colors, bright, bold, and I was painting colors of the Southwest. So I was intuitively actually expressing what was going to happen next in my life, which was a move to the Southwest. So it's really important that you kind of start paying attention. I think you should be going to art museums. I think you should be reading art magazines. I think it gets a part of your brain thinking, which ignites curiosity and creativity, which is another thing you need to bring to business. So everybody, we cannot lose the arts in education today. It's more important than ever.
Yeah, it really is. I had a lot of schooling and actually went to college and majored in art, and I'm waiting for that moment to happen for me. I don't know why I'm waiting for it. I need to make it happen.
You need to
right?
make it happen.
I'm just waiting. I keep thinking, I need to paint, I need to do these things, and maybe that's actually a good phrase to say because it's wrong.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be waiting.
No, you shouldn't. You absolutely do need to paint a brush. I mean, if you go in my home now, I have a house with huge walls and huge paintings. And people always go, how is somebody so tiny paint such big paintings? But that's what I need to express myself. And what I find is that I'll see an image or something or a picture or a photograph I took and I go, I have to express that in a different way. And it's really made my life more centered in a way. So yeah. If you do it, just do it. It's not about that somebody's got to buy your work.
Right, waiting
around. So you have to express your work. Just
stop
do
waiting.
It.
Yeah. Tell us how you started working with women in the workplace and realized this was an important space for you to focus your efforts.
You know, I was really working in the tech industry. I actually moved to Washington, D.C. in 2002 to take over my brother's IT company. It was an ISP, an internet service provider company, really cutting edge, new technology. It was really an exciting time. It was one of those typical brainiacs who started a business once we had open access to the internet to bring this resource. So it was an exciting time. But I discovered that being new to Washington, D.C., I needed a community of friends. And I was from Dallas, Texas. I had a lot of women, successful friends. Women in Texas are very different. They're strong. They're outspoken. They're innovative.
And they wear big hats.
And they wear big hats.
Boots.
And have big hair.
Yeah.
Not all. But I really needed a network of women. And I met women here. But I did not have any who were my friends. It wasn't really the culture here to say, hey, let's go get some coffee. So, I mean, not that you couldn't. And so we had a one-time event to say goodbye to Sex and the City. It was a joke. It was no intention. You know, I didn't even really watch the show. And it was such a success. And what it told me is that women were really looking to form those connections with other women who were on a similar path to entrepreneurship, to leadership, and really need to have that resource base because we connect differently than men do. So recognizing that, it really became a place where we said, we're going to really focus on these relationships. So I moved into it accidentally, and I was thrilled to discover how absolutely invaluable it was to so many. A lot of the people you see here today,
yep.
I know through Success in the City, and I can't tell you how many said it changed their lives.
And so Success in the City, tell us a little bit about that now for you.
Well, now we have a little bit of a change. I now live in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and it's a
right.
very different culture.
Okay.
And, you know, it was really driven for the D.C. environment.
Okay.
So we're doing a little bit of shift. We're focusing back on tech. We're trying to bring resources and technology to women.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a little bit of a pivot and a restart. I have a partner now. I have two partners in Austin, Texas, which is now one of the hot tech hubs.
Yeah, sure.
So we're working together to do a little bit of a pivot, to bring some new great technologies to women, to help them build community and use online services and products to do it. So that's what we're looking at right now. We haven't formally announced everything we're doing, but it's kind of fun. I'm
that's
enjoying
really exciting,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on women in the business world today and women's impact on culture and the overall economy? That's a big question, but let's sort of maybe just take it from
a
high level.
It is a huge question, and I'm going to kind of come out of way because I have a conversation a lot with women today because of our political environment. And it seems like there's been a little bit of a pivot where women feel like we're making a step backwards, that it seems like women are being challenged more for the roles that they have. And I'm not being judgmental, but this seems to be where the conversation is leading with people I'm talking to. There's a great deal of concern. You know, our rights are maybe being eroded a bit. And women really feel like this is a step back for them.
And we certainly hear about women in the tech industry and challenges there as
well.
There
are huge challenges. Women feel very much oppressed in some
yep.
ways. I'm not
yep.
saying all women, a lot of women have that great confidence,
yep.
but it is a concern. And I tell women that sometimes when we see something that seems like it is so off the rail for where we want to be, it is actually a huge opportunity to take another leap. And I think what's going to follow this period of time is that a lot of women who maybe have said, I'm comfortable with the status quo, are going to become outspoken. I think we're going to see more women taking positions in the political world than ever before, taking over and challenging the status quo for leadership in tech companies. We're going to move. But it's not like out there yet, but it's coming.
And it's
and
not
I
an overnight thing, obviously.
No, this but it's a catalyst. We've been
right.
called. Women
right.
have been called.
Yeah.
And women are going to come together, and they're going to stand up, and they're going to speak up. They're going to take their place. And every time we see all the things that are happening right now, we have to really step back and say, why is that happening? There's a universal message in everything that happens. And I think what's happening is it's almost like we've taken the pendulum has swung really back. But what's going to happen, it will swing again the other way. But women, we really need women's voices and their thoughts and their ideas and their innovation and their experience and their expertise today in the world from every sector, whether it's technology or entrepreneurship, or if it's politics, wherever it is, we need women there. We need their voices. They bring a sense of stability. And so I think it's going to be a gift in the long run, but sometimes it has to be very uncomfortable for a while before that comes to fruition. I think that's what we're going to see, and I think it's going to be great.
What is your advice for any women of any age who wants to make an impact in the workplace and meet the unique challenges that women face in business? So that mindset, I would imagine, is an important one. And then a lot of what you were just speaking about as well.
One, network. Absolutely get out and meet other people. I know a lot of
there's just nothing that takes the place of that.
There's nothing does. Yeah. It's these relationships are a bank account for you. Yeah. You have to have those for a lifetime. One, you'll have resources to bounce ideas off other people. You need that. You need to be able to share your challenges and see what other people have done to manage those. Number three, read a lot. Take those innovative ideas. Number four, be prepared to lose and change careers a lot. Everything you do, build your resume. Everything you do, the first thing I always tell young women to do, even if you're starting a new career, go set up an LLC in your name so that the moments you are out of a job, because jobs are going to change, it's going to happen, it's inevitable, you need to be prepared to take what you're already learning, frame it, and then go be a consultant, no matter what. And then you can go back in and work for another company, but always have that mindset of being prepared, because that's what the new economy is. It's entrepreneurialism. So you've got to be prepared no matter what it is. And every experience you have, start pulling that together, being aware of that, adding to your resume the accomplishments you've had. If you've been challenged with a project that was a huge accomplishment for you, that's a skill set. Bring that on. Bring it to the place. So a lot of people lose their jobs and then get up getting hired back as a consultant to the same company. So keep that in mind. That's my one of my biggest pieces of advice to women.
That's really great advice and very different, that LLC idea, is one I haven't necessarily heard before, but makes a ton of sense and not what you would have heard maybe 10 or 15 years ago, maybe in some circles, but as just a general advice, that's a really cool one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can see why you're MC today. You have a lot of energy and enthusiasm here, and it's early in the morning before a lot of people have shown up at the conference. So I want to thank you very much for being here.
I'm thrilled to speak with you this morning. I'm looking forward to today.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. All right. So Cynthia DeLorenzi, again, MC here today at the Source Community Summit. And we are in Alexandria, Virginia. It's really nice talking to you, Cynthia, founder of Success in the City, and you do a whole lot of other things. Where can people learn more about you if they'd like to?
Just look at my name, Cynthia D. Lorenzi, on Google. You'll find me all the place out there, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Great. Thanks again.
Thanks.
And for the Better Business, Better Series, I'm Will Johnson.
You just enjoyed Better Business, Better Series podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.